Go crazy. Okay. Go to town.
Hey, everybody. We're back. Hi. Hi, Val.
Hey, Abby.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Our last episode was short and sweet, introducing ourselves to you guys. But now we're here to dive in.
I'm excited.
We're diving in today. Pun intended. Diving into the water. Stepping out.
Stepping out. Into walking the water. On the water.
I wonder what today's episode is about.
Me too. I wonder.
So this week's episode, we are getting into the nitty-gritty. We're going to have some real conversation and talk about our faith and majority of where the name came from for the name of the podcast, the background behind that, the meaning.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
It is so good.
It's so important, I think, to understand that. Especially with, you know, what we're doing here. So we're going to dive into a bunch of stuff today. Today's episode, walking on water. So for today's episode, we're going to be speaking about the name of the podcast, Wave Walkers. Yes. And then we're going to dive a little bit into our personal testimonies and kind of just like how the title of this podcast in general just completely relates back to where we're at in our walks of faith, because I think that it's like such a pivotal point for both of us. Val, do you want to read Matthew 14, 24? And then stop wherever your heart desires and tells you to stop, and just we'll digest each bit of it together.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified and their fear cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once, "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over to the side of the boat and walked on water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?"
So good.
Oh, that is so good.
It's so good.
That, those verses, the name.
The name.
Yeah, that's the name.
Where we're coming from with all this is, first of all, they're in the boat. They're in the storm. And I think something that we really need to point out, and that I think a lot of people, whenever they read the Bible and they read that passage especially, they don't think about how Jesus knew where they were, knew exactly the trouble that they were in, and did not come to them.
Let them go.
Let
out
them
there.
Do their thing.
Let them do their thing.
Let them deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that goes to say, like, whenever we're in our own situations and we're like, "Where are you? Where are you? Like, help me. You're not answering me."
He's there the whole time.
He is right there. Like, literally the whole time. He just wants to see how you deal with it first.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
It's testing your faith. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
100%. And that's why they say there'll be tests. There'll be trials. That's exactly what it is.
So God tests us. We
have those tests that we go through. He's right there the whole time, knows what's happening. He's not oblivious to any of it, right? No. And then it says at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock in the morning.
He comes to them.
Yeah.
So that gives them hours where they were like, just what is going on? What's happening? And when he comes, they don't think it's him.
No.
And that is another point, because it's like, especially whenever we dive into our own testimonies, and I'll get to mine in a second, but it's just like whenever something's in front of you and it's like, wait, this seems a little different. Like, what's happening? Girl, it's usually Jesus and it's usually the Holy Spirit, and you need to be open to that.
It's so funny because 3 o'clock in the morning, that's like darkest, coldest hour that you can possibly be in throughout the night. That's the same thing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. He comes at the... When you feel like your prayers are literally not being answered, and
like, you're about to give up.
Yeah. What's happening? Did I lose you? Where are you?
Phone disconnect?
Yeah. Like, what's happening? He's right there. And his grace is bigger than it all. Yeah. It comes and catches us when we fall every single time.
Yeah.
He went to go over to walk on the water. What did he do? Took his eyes off of Jesus. He began to sink. That's fear. That's doubt. Mm-hmm. That's what the enemy throws at you every single time.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
And you will sink.
Yeah.
He knows we're going to.
Yes. That's the thing. He knows. he knows. But he's there to catch us. All he had to do is say, Lord, save me. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to, like, pray a long prayer. He didn't have to do anything. He just said, Lord, save me. And he immediately, the text says he immediately saved him.
There wasn't any hesitation within Jesus. Not at all.
Why did you doubt me? What's happening? Where's your faith?
It's so beautiful.
And the disciples that stayed in the boat. Peter had a little faith. The disciples had none.
None.
And all it takes is a mustard seed of faith.
It's just so funny to me because they're like, whenever Jesus comes and they think that, you know, all the disciples are crying out, it's a ghost, it's a ghost. Peter says, like, if it's you, tell me to come to you. And I just think it's amazing because he's like, he was the only one who wanted, he wanted to be there with him no matter what was happening. Like, the other disciples are like, no, like, you're going to die. Like, what are you doing? You're crazy. But Peter's like, no, I want to be with my God. I want to be with Christ. Yeah. And he walks out in obedience because Jesus tells him to. And so we're going to get into the whole thing of, like, what's your boat? Because all the disciples decided to stay in their boat. They were like, we're comfy here, we're cozy here, we're safe here, quote unquote safe, right? Mm-hmm. So then it's like Peter stepped out of the boat.
To bounce off of that, Peter knows that it's safer with Jesus in the storm than in a boat without Jesus.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Think about that in your life.
Yes, please think about that in your life. Wherever you are. First of all, he's right there. All you have to do is open the door.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah. And it's just, oh my gosh.
And when you don't have faith and you're lost and you're confused, and it's fine. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Especially if you didn't grow up. And a lot of people don't, unfortunately, with Christ in the center of the household. Mm-hmm. You grow up confused, lost. You don't know what to believe in. You don't know what crowd to follow. You don't know whose voice to listen to. And then all of a sudden you're hearing about Jesus through somebody and you're like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Like mommy says, what's the Kool-Aid that you're drinking?
Yeah, like what Kool-Aid are you on, girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Jesus aid. It's so good.
Jesus aid.
It's so good. But it's serious. And I see it all the time when I'm like talking and I'll just say, like, Jesus saved my life for sure.
Yeah.
He's the reason why I am where I am. And if, you know, you just see the different reactions when you're talking to different people, and it's fine. I'm just like, it makes me just want to scream it even more. I'm like, trust.
Yeah.
Me. This Kool-Aid is good. Trust.
The best flavor.
It's the best flavor ever.
But whenever it comes to being comfortable in your boat and you think you're safer there because you are cozy, but you're actually safest with Jesus in the middle of any rough situation. So I want to dial it back into, like, what, for anybody who doesn't understand the metaphor, what's the boat? The boat is money. The boat is a relationship, a parent, any financial situation, anything, your house, your car, like anything that makes you feel stable in your life whenever you might have to take a step of faith and you're like, wait, should I give up this relationship? Should I give up? My mic keeps going out. We're good. Should I give up the habit? Should I walk away from my parent who's telling me one thing, but my faith is telling me another? All these things, those are your boats. Yeah. So we're going to dive into what our boats are, give you guys some examples, some testimonies within that. I want Val to go first.
She does. I shall listen. I think that my boat would be my old self. BC Val is what we like to call it after our service.
BC Val.
I find myself reflecting a lot on, like, who I used to be and how I used to think and how I used to live my life and what I thought was cool and what I thought was fun and who I chose to do life with and all of the above.
That's your boat.
That's my boat. That's where I find myself, like, constantly reflecting and how much I've changed thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We've all been there.
Yeah. No, we have. But that's why even starting this podcast, it was like, oh my gosh, me? Like, I used to, the devil will literally try to be like, you used to be this way. You have a past. Why are you doing this? Who do you think you are doing this? And I'm also a big thing of my past used to be very reserved. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to constantly, and every day it's a battle. It's every day you choose to choose Jesus. You choose to surrender your life. You choose to surrender situations. It's not like, okay, I gave my life to Christ. We're good. Focus on today, day by day, step by step. He'll guide you. Give it to him.
And you truly have.
I truly am trying, for sure. I am. And I have. I have. And I've seen him bless me in so many ways when I do. And completely surrender and completely have that faith. But it is just a mustard seed of faith that it takes.
Yeah.
Because he'll take care of the rest. Mm-hmm. Like getting us to church. He had a funny way of doing that. He brought us to his house. He took care of the rest.
Yeah.
Because ever since then. 2 years ago in March.
You just gotta get in there. 2 years ago in March.
2 years ago in March.
2 years ago last month, yeah.
2 years ago last month. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That is weird. That is really crazy. We thought it was longer.
I did think it was longer. And then I was like, it's only been 2 years. But
that just means there's more work to be done.
Right? We are just getting started. The roller coaster is just getting started, and it's gonna be a great one.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, 2 years ago, we found Vu. Abby, do you want to tell us a little bit how we found Vu?
So,
our church.
Yes, Val's home church.
My home church.
I switch between a couple.
Yeah.
But we both...
we're always in God's house.
Speaking of BC Val, BC Abby was a thing too, of course. You know, she's so precious.
They were friends, actually.
They were besties. Like,
they really were in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are so much better now.
Thank God.
But no, God is so funny because he will make sure you get there. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's in his will, girl, it's going to happen. So,
Val and I,
as every 20-year-old female does, we have some boy crushes, right?
You know.
Yeah.
They were there.
They were there. So I was messaging this guy on Instagram. He messages me back and says that he'll be there with friends. So in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm in there. I'm in there. So we go and we drive and we sat through the whole thing. And it's so funny because I didn't even look for this man when I got there.
No.
Like the drive up, I'm like, what if we see him? Yeah. What do I say?
Mm-hmm.
We get in there. Mm-hmm. My focus, God completely shifted it. It was on him and his house.
It was, but the, I'm sorry to interrupt you really quick. But the second that we stepped, for me.
Yeah.
I know for you as well because we were doing it together. The second we stepped in to the church, everybody was, I've never met the sweetest people.
Oh my gosh.
Like they, and we like, will say it. Now,
oh my gosh,
this man, he was the sweetest guy ever. And he was just like, what brings you guys? Like, he just started talking to us.
Engaged with us.
Yeah, super engaged and super intrigued. Like, what's happening? Like, why are you here? And it's like he knew that we didn't come all the time and we're new. And I'm like, well, we're actually, it's our first time. But we're so excited to be here.
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, multiple, just all the smiles, the energy in there was insane. It was so vibrant. It was so vibrant.
It's like God knew. He was like, I'm going to work through all these people to make sure that like they make them feel so loved, so comfortable.
And it matched our energy.
It matched our energy because we were like,
yeah. But our energy was aligned a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Like we were aiming for something else.
Yeah.
Their energy was filled of God's love and the Holy Spirit. And that's when we knew.
Like, we were like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm like,
we loved it. Because you're attracted to things like that. And they say, like, holy people, like, when you feel attracted to somebody, like a friend even, and you're like, what do they have? Yeah, it's Jesus, girl. It's Jesus. So we were very attracted. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about the guy. We walked out. We sat in the car and we're like, we never even saw him. And I'm like, yeah, but that's fine. And then we're sitting there and we look at each other. We're like, we have to come back.
Yeah.
Like, something about that was just so transformative for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild.
And we did go back. And that was the day that I chose to have a relationship with Jesus. That was my first time in a Christian church.
Yes.
I grew up a CEO Christian, as my pastor would say, Christmas and Easter only. So that was me.
And that's okay.
Yeah. No,
and that's okay.
That's completely okay. But that was me.
Yeah.
So when I stepped into, and it was for Catholic church as well. Mm-hmm. So when I stepped into the Christian church and I heard that mass and just feeling the energy in there, I was like, this is not normal.
It was
so special. And it's beyond what we can describe because it's a feeling and
it's a relationship. It's not a religion.
Yeah. It's not a religion. It's not a religion at all. And I think it's like, misinterpret, like, yes, we're Christian, mm-hmm. but people, I hear that people have a bad narrative of Christianity, and I don't understand why. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was telling me how she doesn't believe in Christianity because of just the politics and everything behind it. And I'm like, but she's like, but I love Jesus and I believe in Jesus. And I'm like, as long Jesus, all he wants is your heart. That's all he wants.
Literally.
So. If he has that, you're Gucci, girl.
You're Gucci, girl.
Good.
You're a Christian.
You're also a Christian. But, I had to slow roll that one. I didn't say that. But
I was like, you got it.
Like, so just keep that mustard seed of faith. Mm-hmm. He'll water it.
It'll continue to grow.
Yeah,
you just have to be open to it and open that door, like you said.
Yeah. And that was for us, that planted a seed. That mm-hmm. was a planting of a seed because, obviously, your old life, the devil will hold on to you as
well. Oh, my gosh,
hard and as long as he could, because that's what the devil does. Mm-hmm. He plants fear and doubt and
they're chains.
You're Christian. Did you see yourself last weekend, girl?
Yeah.
Like, what were you drinking? What were you doing? No.
He tries to put chains on you. Yes. But Jesus is a chain breaker.
Yes, he is. That's so good.
He sure is.
He's a chain breaker.
And so Val and I continued to walk in that together, mm-hmm. and now we were yoked in our relationship with Christ mm-hmm. ever since then.
Yeah.
And it was wild because
our old selves held on to us for a while.
The difference is that we were convicted after that. Yes. Because that's when you know that I think you're in a very dangerous, dangerous spot in your life if you don't feel conviction.
Yes.
Because your heart is not turned towards God if you don't feel that. Yeah. But we started to continue to feel that. And then we had those conversations where we're like, wait, like, we should stop doing this.
Yeah. So we're like, that doesn't feel good. Because the feelings that we would have after those kinds of nights, we'd be like, why do we do that? Like
he's really icky.
Yeah, very icky. And that's when sin just doesn't taste as good once you know Jesus. That's the thing.
Not at all. Because you feel like, wait, I feel bad now.
Yeah. Because you have a relationship with him. I'm like, dang.
And you're hurting him when you go against him in that way.
And you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide.
No. There's no hiding here.
There's no hiding.
Eyes everywhere.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like,
the Lord is watching.
Yeah. Literally. That's why I'm like, oh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Stop. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Did you see that?
But there is so much love. And so no matter what, he sees all the bad. But he is the most merciful, forgiving person ever. And it's okay.
Yeah, he's with us. It's all good.
So I'm gonna tell everybody about my boat.
No, I was just about to ask. I want to hear more about your boat.
Oh, girl.
And we were talking about this before the podcast, and we have different boats.
Yeah. Like, yours was, like, kind of, like, a transformative journey for you.
Yeah.
Mine was, like, an ultimatum for me. Quite literally, actually, an ultimatum for me.
Yeah.
But I think I needed that because I was a lot further along in my faith walk whenever this had happened. So I think that's why it came up in that sense. It was, like, a real trial test of, like, who you choosing, girl. So my boat was a job, financials, money. Val and I said it earlier, and I'm just going to say it again. I could have had anything I wanted in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And I think that you get to a point in your life where you're very comfortable. And a sister was very comfortable financially, especially, and with a job. I was so comfortable. And so it came to a point to where the certain events kept happening in my life that I kind of was like, this is, you know, I don't know if this is for me. Something feels wrong. Yeah. Definitely the Holy Spirit giving me those glimpses. And thank you, Jesus, just let me say, for interceding. But yeah, it was little things like that that kept adding up and up and up. And like, I know it stinks and like, I know it's so scary. Yeah. But you really told me like, God's going to take care of you. You're going to be okay. And let me just say, I love my family to death, but it's hard even whenever like family members or people that are really close to you that know you very well will tell you to stay in something. Just how the disciples were telling Peter to stay in the boat, it is like
that is so
crazy.
Good. That is so good.
Because they love you so much and they think that they know.
Yeah.
No, I know what this is, and this is God talking to me, telling me to get out. Yeah. So I gave up my boat. I gave up my job. I gave up all of my opportunity that I had at the time. Like, I had a boyfriend and I had family, but I had no job. I had no car. I had no direction of what was happening for me next. Like, literally just like stand still. Like, the world stopped for a second. And I just kept leaning into God every day. And I would literally wake up and I would be like, I know you have something for me. Like, I'm just gonna wait. I know you have it. I'll be patient. I'll wait. That got really hard, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. After the first month went by, I'm like, wait, I gotta pay bills now. Like, what's gonna happen? Yeah. I was presented with another opportunity. So that's where we are today. This is that new opportunity. And I get to work with my best friend every week. I get to be with my boyfriend every week. Like, my family's proud of me. Like, it's just so crazy because I was in that whirlwind. I gave up everything. And now here I am, happier than I've ever been, more secure than I've ever been. Amen. It's insane. Like, just that putting so that good. Trust into him.
Yeah.
So that's whenever we all started thinking about the name of Wave Walkers, we were like set on this name because it's like, you really do have to walk on
you
the water.
You have to walk on the water and trust that he
step
has
out.
You. Yes. And you're bound to fall.
Yeah.
You are bound to fall. He knows that.
Yeah.
But once you do, he is right there. God's grace will catch you.
Yeah.
He will catch you and he'll guide you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll guide you and he'll lead the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
And he has something better.
Something way better.
Way better than you can ever imagine. And that's what it is when they first saw Jesus. It's a ghost.
Yeah.
And you don't think that he would.
He could do that.
Yeah. You don't think that he can work a miracle the way he does, but he does.
That's and there the are part. Moments in between, like you said, where the devil will creep in.
Yeah.
And that's where we think about slipping and falling, because you listen to him and he's in this ear and God's in the other. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening here, I would have those
you
nights
can't hear
where
what God's telling you.
Yeah. And I would bawl my eyes out and be like, oh my God, what if I made the worst decision of my life? Like, what am I going to do now? And then thank God Val was there and she'd be like, no, you're fine.
You're fine, girl. Trust. I don't know what it is. I wish I did. I wish I could tell you what he has in store for you. He does. I don't know, but I know that you're going to be fine. And she was. And I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you because, it wasn't like a, okay, yep, you're right. I'm going to trust God and I'm quitting. Bye.
No, it took me like months, you guys.
It takes a second to like really digest. To even digest that it's a toxic environment.
Yeah.
To even digest that and understand because
that hurts.
Because as a Christian, you kind of just want to like, give the benefit of the doubt or like give second chances and just trust that it's fine. Like,
there's only so many of those you can get.
Of course. No, that's what I'm saying. You have to understand and be able to differentiate a difference between giving second chances versus and when it's coming from a loving space, or are you giving a second chance to the devil? Like what is
wow.
You have to really like
differentiate. No, really.
And that's
my best friend, you guys.
That's the hardest thing, though.
Yeah.
That is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Because the devil knows you just like Jesus knows you. The devil knows you.
It's a scary thing.
It's a scary thing. It's a scary thing.
So I have to be so aware. And that's why it says in Revelations, keep your eyes open.
Yes.
Like, do not fall asleep.
No.
I am here with you, but do not fall asleep.
No, don't distort your vision because the miracle seems too good. That's not my reality. Are you crazy? This seems crazy.
This seems crazy.
If you would have told me this 5 years ago, I would have been like, are you out of your literal rockers.
Back to reserved Val. Back she to reserved been Val. Like, no.
Absolutely not.
You're not putting me on blast like that.
You're putting me in front of a camera. Are you insane?
With a mic in my face?
With a mic in my face? Girl. You've got to be kidding me.
That's where we differ. I could have done this in my sleep.
No, so. The thing is, I knew Abby was born for the camera. No camera shy. She's like, give me the mic, guys. Open mic night. I'm there. I run from the cameras. I don't show my face. Don't zoom in. And I was telling Abby right before this. I was like, God will give you what you prayed for.
Yeah.
So be careful of those prayers. They're really.
You pray for confidence, honey. Look.
You pray for confidence. Example. That was in every prayer, I think.
Yeah.
Every prayer. And it's still in still
this in girl would prayers. Tell me way back, like, yeah. Abby. I wish I was that confident.
Yeah, I would tell her.
Even girl, look at you now.
Thank God I didn't have it back then because I probably would have made some worse decisions. So everything happens for a reason. Not mad about it. But I did. I would be like, Abby, how are you so confident? How can you do that? Teach me your ways. I would always pray for confidence just in myself, firm in my skin, learn how to love myself, learn how to love, like, every situation, surrender to, like, what he has for me. Like, love it. Be happy where you're supposed to be because that's where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy where you are. So, and that's so praying good. For confidence. And this opportunity presented itself. And they were like, we want you to be co-hosts.
Okay.
Sure. Me? Me?
Us?
You don't want me to direct or, you know, assistant? You want me to be co-host? Oh, okay.
Co-host.
But the thing is, I feel so dead. When that opportunity presented itself, and even when we were talking about Wave Walkers, those feelings, it's like that same feeling that I had when I went to church for the first time. It's like, I can't even imagine like being able to give some, I'm going to cry. Giving somebody that feeling and just like introducing them to Jesus. And again, not me, not just me. A vessel. Like, it's literally him. And he's just trying to reach you and he just wants your heart. That's all it is.
And like we said in the last one, like, the fulfillment that we get
is so insane.
Because it's for that reason. Like, it's not about us.
No, it's not.
Like, this is to hopefully anybody who's in the same situation for you to understand.
But you're not alone.
You are not alone.
You're not walking
Jesus
alone.
Loves you.
Yep.
He's right there with you. Mm-hmm. Just call out to him and you can walk on it. Any no waves sin that are brought is greater your way.
Than other. No matter how far deep, how deep you think you are, he will jump in and save you.
So good. So good. On that note of how deep you are, let me just say, Val and I, anybody who's watched, we are righteous because we are children of God, but we are not righteous than any, not more righteous than anyone else.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
We have had
absolutely
our moments.
Absolutely not.
We have had our weekends that should not have been played out the way they were.
Nope.
And we'll dive
we
into
we have a
that.
Lot of embarrassing moments. We've had a lot of, you know.
Girl.
Whew,
embarrassing for sure. But we will have an episode where we dive into drinking and things of that nature. But let me just set the record straight for anybody watching this episode.
Yeah.
We've had those nights.
Yep.
We have been those people, yep. Been at the clubs, been yep. around alcohol at mm-hmm. home even.
Yeah.
Nothing will compare to Jesus. Nothing.
Nope.
Like, we get together, let me tell you, if we had cameras attached to us at all times, people would think we are on drugs because when we're around each other, we act like we're drunk or like high, but we're literally just, our spirits are so excited and happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the like Jesus drug, man.
Yeah.
Like,
and we say every time, I'm like, what did we drink?
Like what are we on right
what
now?
What Jesus Kool-Aid is this? Like, we will be in the middle of Home Goods. If you were there, I'm so sorry. But literally in the middle of Home Goods, just having multiple, every corner. There's a laugh attack. Why? I don't know. People are looking at you weird. People will look at you weird, but that's just it. People will look at you weird when you're walking this journey.
Yeah.
When you choose to walk this journey, especially if you were in, you had a certain friends, you were affiliated with a certain group, and you choose to step away from that, you're going to be looked at weird. You're going to be looked at like, okay.
The world doesn't like biblical, girl.
No.
It's biblical, so I'm okay with people looking at me weird because yeah. that's how it's supposed to be, quite yeah. literally. Yeah.
yeah. it's fine.
I think it's so funny how joy and everything of that nature is so uncommon these days, so I'm glad we can bring a little bit of that back.
I know.
Take a moment to think about your boat.
Yeah.
Think about what your old life is and how you're stepping out.
What your current life is.
Yeah, both. Yeah. And how you can step out. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just also important to think of a time whenever you felt a shift in your life or you felt maybe you were supposed to go somewhere else, maybe this or that. Right now, even, am I supposed to do this job? Am I supposed to walk away from that relationship? Let God water that. Like, just sit with that for a second. That's a seed. Sit with it and be obedient with it and talk to him about it. Ask him for the answer. Don't lean on your own understanding. His ways are higher than your ways, yeah. okay? His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Sit with it, ask him about it, and let him water it.
Yes.
And take that step of faith out whenever you feel the time is right. Because like I said, it took me months.
Yeah.
Months.
It did not happen. It doesn't happen overnight.
No.
It's not an overnight process for sure.
You need time. Because you might make the wrong decision if you make a decision overnight.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially with how you go about yeah. doing said decision.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. But just know that whatever it is that you're stepping into, sometimes it won't be logical.
Especially to other people, it won't seem logical.
Definitely not to other people. But so a decision might not seem logical. Quitting your job and having nothing to do, no finances, where's the money going to come? Like, what am I supposed to do? Oh, leaving this gosh. Relationship when they're my provider, what am I going to do? How am I going to provide for myself? Like, I don't know what to do. It doesn't seem logical sometimes, but that is what the devil will implant in your head.
Fear?
Yes, fear and doubt. That's not from God.
Mm-mm.
That is not from God. That is from Mm-mm. the devil.
Put your eyes on Jesus.
Fix your eyes
on the one who knows yeah. all, who is all,
yeah.
who knows what's happening next.
Your strength.
Who knows tomorrow before we do, girl. So what? Why wouldn't you want to trust in that? Come yeah. on.
Come on now.
You guys got it? But yes, be bold. Be the Peter.
Be the Peter. Walk on water.
Be the Peter.
Be a wave walker. It's so cool.
It's so cool.
Girl.
Drink mm-hmm. the Jesus aid.
Drink the Jesus Come aid. Come on now. It's too good.
Final takeaways? Anything else on the heart?
Just know the devil, and you will feel it. The more you feel it, he will come after you. The more you feel it, just know that he doesn't go after something that doesn't have potential. Just know that.
No.
He does not.
No, he's after the gold.
He's girl. After the gold. He does not want you if you don't have potential.
Thieves don't break into empty homes,
No,
baby.
They do not.
No, they do not.
Uh-uh. They don't. Amen, sister. They don't. That's the truth about it. And that's all we really wanted to tell you guys. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Takeaways.
No, but seriously. The devil will use vessels, weak vessels, to attack you.
Oh my gosh,
he will
yeah.
use your friend,
people.
Your old friends, your old... all opportunities, old situations that you would have jumped at yeah. back then, he will use that to attack you in the worst ways. And you're like, but the deeper and the more you grow with your faith with Jesus, the more you realize and you notice that it's a test.
Yeah.
And I, for one, I'm a little jokester with him. I'll be like, I'm not falling for that.
You got to put it back at him.
Yeah, no.
You got to play offense.
I'm not falling for that.
And speak it to him. If you feel like you're feeling something spoken over you of fear or doubt,
yeah.
literally, sometimes you just got to speak it out loud and say, that is you.
Yeah.
You are fearful.
Yeah.
You doubt faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Not me.
You're projecting.
Yes.
And it's embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm 22 years old. I'm just a girl. Why are you coming after me? Huh? Because I got potential and there's gold in here. That's why. Leave me alone. Get away from me. Just trying to live. But he will really attack you. But you don't let him.
Pathetic.
Yeah. Go away.
Shoot fly, don't bother me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So, but. Give it to God.
Give it to God.
Just give it to God. He'll take care of the rest. Give it to God and go to bed. Go to bed, girl. Give it to him. That's what I do.
He wants it, too. He doesn't want you to carry it.
He's waiting for you to give it to him so he can turn it. He can take something bad and turn it for good. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for that.
And he knows you can't carry it. Give it to him. Find your boat. Get out of it. Give him everything.
Give yourself some grace.
100%.
Give yourself some grace. He gives you grace.
Be gentle with yourself.
Be gentle with yourself. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
At all.
If he can forgive you, you should forgive yourself.
Yes, 100%. But just, you know.
And then just keep walking the waves.
Just keep walking the waves. You got it.
Got it.
You got it.
You got it. We're here for you.
We're here.
We're all walking them together, quite literally.
We are walking this together. No. Shall we wrap?
Do you want me to close this in prayer?
I would love for you to close this in prayer.
Okay.
My beautiful girl.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time that we were able to spend here, Lord. We thank you for opportunities. We thank you for the gift of being obedient to you, for hearing your voice, for knowing how you speak to us, God. We thank you for community, God, and for us being able to share this space with anybody and everybody who's watching or listening, Lord. I ask that you bless them, bless their homes, bless their families, Lord. Just intercede wherever they're at right now. Fill their space with your Holy Spirit, God. And we just ask that you continue to guide us, Val and I, in this journey, that you give us words of wisdom to speak over these people, and that you use us for good, and that the devil can never, ever touch us to use anyone for bad, Lord. We love you. We thank you. We give you everything. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen, sister.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
It's
only going to get better. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
We love you. We're praying for you.
And just keep walking the waves.
See you next time.